Yechezkel Perak Mem Ches Pasuk Yud Gimel Ilan Ishma Sarinu Ha Rav Avram Nisanel and Rav Shlomo Refuah Shlema, for those who need Refuah Shlema. So Pesukim Yud Gimel to Chaf Gimel take us back to the area of the Truma, of the kind of sacred zone in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, which we referred to at earlier Perakim. We have from the north, Dan, Asher, Naphtali, Menashe, Ephraim, Reuven, and Yehuda, seven tribes in order. Then the Truma section across the lower center, if not the actual center of Eretz Yisrael, and then the last five tribes after, which we'll come back to when we get there. The Truma, this kind of sacred zone where the city of Yerushalayim is going to be, where the Beis HaMikdash and the Migrash and all of the areas of the Nasi and the Leviim and Kohanim are going to be, is extended. V'Leviim le'umas gvul ha'kohanim, chamisha ve'esrim elav orech v'rochav aseres alofim. The Leviim, opposite the border of the Kohanim, 25,000 in length, and in width, 10,000. So this is alongside the strips of land for the Kohanim, parallel to the entire length, says Rashi, is where the Leviim section is going to be. They don't get a regular chelek in Eretz Yisrael like the other Shvatim. So the middle portion of this Truma area is assigned to the Leviim, same dimensions as that of the Kohanim, but with a difference. The Kohanim have to give up a part of their part of the Truma for the Temple Mount, for the Har HaBayis, which is in the middle, but the Leviim are not going to have to do so. So 25,000 in length, 10,000 in width. Kol Orech Hamishav Esrim Elef, Verochav Aseres Alofim. Every length, 25,000. So the length of all the strips, and the length means, I believe, if, as we've been saying, north to south. So the what we're calling kind of a cross, so the up-down, what we're calling length is the up-down size of each rectangle is going to be the same 25,000, and the width is going to be 10,000. Okay, so this is the Leviim's area, which is the same as the Kohanim's area, with the exception the Leviim don't have to give up land for the Har HaBayis. Yudal v'lo yimkuru mimenu v'lo yomer v'lo ya'avir reishis ha'aretz. They shall not sell any of it or exchange it, and they shall not remove from its name reishis ha'aretz, the first of the land, truma, reishisam. We learned that in Chumash. So you're not allowed to sell any of it off. You're not allowed to give it away. Ki kodesh la'ashem. It's holy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, this is a kind of hint that in the Yemos HaMashiach, there's still going to be normal human interaction. It's not like we're going to sit in stasis for the rest of time, being exactly who we were when the Mashiach came. And that's a very important lesson, that you always have to be moving forward. You always have to be growing. That's the thing about death, about Misa, is that one can't grow after one dies, which is the tragedy of death, but also the reason for mortality, is that we have to understand that our time is limited. We can't put off, like perhaps during the time of Adam HaRishon, when everybody had 1,000 years, what's the rush? Well, there's always a rush. You have a limited amount of time. And we're not all just going to sit there and suddenly be perfect angels. We're not malachim. We're human beings, even after the advent of Mashiach. Tesvav. B'chamesha salafim hanosar barochav. And the 5,000 that remains in the width, al pnei chamishav esrim olef, alongside the 25,000, chol hu la'ir. It is non-holy. It is for the city. L'moshav, for settlement. L'migrash, and for open space. V'hoysaha ir b'socho. And the city will be in its midst. So, the strips of the great separation, Hatruma Hagadola, Rashi says, which was 25,000 in width and length, was the same as that of any of the portions from the eastern side to the western side, and two strips from its center, 25,000 long and 20,000 wide, with 5,000 left over in its width. The 5,000 are for the residential area of the city. This is all Rashi. The length facing the 25,000 length of the offering for the Leviim, because we said Rochav Aseres Alofim, and then another Rochav Aseres Alofim, so that's 20, so there's 5,000 that remains. So it's 25,000. Technically, we would probably call it height, looking from at a northern-based map. But that 25,000 up to down, 5,000 of it is free for the space around the city. There always has to be space around cities. We learned that in the Chumash, in Parshas Bahar. And remember, we're not necessarily talking about Amos. We're talking about rods. Tazayin ve'elam ido seha pa'as safon. These are its measurements. The north side is chamesh meyos v'arba'as halofim, 4,500. Ufas negev chamesh meyos v'arba'as halofim. The south side is 4,500. Umepas kadim chamesh meyos v'arba'as halofim. Chamesh meyos, sorry, v'arba'as halofim. The east side, 4,500. Ufas yamal chamesh meyos v'arba'as halofim. And the western side, so it's a perfect square, 4,500 on each side of the square. And Vahaya says, Yuzayin migrash lo ir tzafona chamishim umosayim, v'negba chamishim umosayim, v'kadima chamishim umosayim, v'yama chamishim umosayim. And the city will have an open space to the north, south, east, and west, 250, for a total of 4,750. In terms of this measurement and open space that is included. Open space without houses, without fields. It makes the city look more beautiful when you come upon it, when you approach it, and it leaves an area around before you get to the city itself where it's identifiable that you're on your way there. And finally, Yudches Vanosar Ba'orech L'umas Trumas HaKodesh, and the remainder of the length, opposite the offering, the Truma of the Kodesh, of the Beis HaMikdash. So we had, of the Truma neighbor area, I mean. So we had 25,000 in length, the city is 5,000. 10,000 remains to the east and 10,000 to the west, says the Radak. Aseros Alephim Kadima, Aseros Alephim Yama, V'hayol Umas Truma HaKodesh. It will be opposite the Truma of the sanctuary. V'haysa Tvua So L'lechem L'ovdei Ha'ir. And its grain will serve as food for those who are serving the city. So it's given as a portion of land, Rashi says, to the servants of the city. And some people, Radak quotes, is saying this is referring to the Givonim, who were the servants who did the water carrying and the wood drawing. But the Radak rejects it because he says it's impossible that Givonim are going to be there in the future to reside in Yerushalayim for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. We don't need Givonim. Now, there are several Midrashim that say it will be. So there's a back and forth about this, but the Gemara is cited by Radak as the one serving the city is the Nasi, who's serving the people. So it could mean that he's going to get his inheritance here and not that the Givonim are going to get it. And I've gone over time, so let's stop here.